We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, quarter number four, brought to you by DraftKings. And I'm telling you, there are 100 million reasons why you should listen up. DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is celebrating the return of sports by giving away up to $100 million in prizes to all of their customers, including one lucky winner who will take home a $1 million cash prize. While the top prize is reserved for one lucky winner, everyone who signs up and enters DraftKings' free football survivor pool will receive an instant bonus prize of at least $5 in value upon entering. So what you need to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN to claim your share of the $100 million in instant giveaways and put yourself in the running for the $1 million cash top prize. That's promo code KSN to get your share of $100 million in prizes only at DraftKings. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. So, Greg, we are going to have to enter this football survivor pool. You get a bonus automatically of at least $5 when you enter. So let's make sure we do that before next week's show. I'm going to be curious to see what instant prize we each get.
Yes, I will be ready and eager as well. Did you see the story of this guy, Jim, who fended off the wildfire in California by spraying Bud Light at it? That's a great story. And I can only assume that, you know, our friends at Labatt, that would be a better way to fend off a wildfire. But it sounds like this light beer worked too. So that's a great story. Figured I could share that as we start this final segment.
Way to get in our business partners. And you also helped me. Segue to something else. Guess what we're going to start doing on the Ask Ross segment? Instead of the KSN polo shirt, which I know they're very popular and everyone likes them, Kevin sent me over. We now have Labatt Blue shirts. All right. So starting next week, we are going to be giving away the Labatt Blue shirts for the winner of the Ask Ross question. So that's pretty cool. I've seen the shirts. They are great. All right. I'm Jim. He's Greg. This quarter, Greg, we are going to talk about the ruling that the NCAA made where they are not going to count this season against anybody's eligibility, which I'm thinking, first of all, they pretty much had to do that because if they did anything else, you know, made it different if you don't play like in the Big Ten versus you do play in the Southeast Conference or if you play half the games. If they try to adjust this to be different for different teams, it would not have worked, would it?
No, I don't think it would have. I really don't think they had a choice in this matter. I agree with you completely, Jim. I just think that I just think that when you break down everything that had to happen to get to this point, and then what you had to do after you got to this point, you know, the athletic director at West Virginia at Lions, the guy who's the head of the athletic or football oversight committee, said we had to look at what was right for the student athlete in this situation. This is according to ESPN. Said the eligibility piece, without question in my mind, this is a win for them. He said we're going to have to figure out how to deal with the backlog on the back end, but he said that he's confident that we've done it in other situations on a yearly basis, and it may be greater numbers in terms of a higher scholarship total counter. But he said we can work through that with the normal attrition you have on your rosters, as well as discussions with athletes in the coming years about their playing time and their interest in potentially transferring to other institutions. It all works its way out. I'm not as optimistic as he is that this is all going to easily work its way out. I know you looked in some numbers, and I don't know, man. I don't know if this is quite as cut and dry as he's making it out to be. Normal attrition and things like that, Jim, that usually helps you get from, like, you know, 87 or 88 to 85, not from potentially 95 or 100 to 85. So I get what he's saying, but I don't see this as being as cut and dry as he's claiming it will be without, you know, upping the total number of players you can have on scholarship.
Well, we're going to get into the numbers in a bit, Greg, but first, so everyone understands how things work in a normal circumstance, a player gets 4 years to play, or 5 years to play four seasons. So that's where the red shirt comes in. They changed the rule last year, year before, where you could play in four games and not have it count against your red shirt. So this ruling essentially gives them a fifth year to play and a sixth year to use those five seasons up. Now, what year we were referring to as far as the numbers and what will happen in the back end is this. Everyone seems to be in agreement. Next season, we have to extend that 85. And the math can be fairly easy. Take all your players who were in their last year of eligibility this year, and whatever number of them return next year for that extra year, let's say it's five, you could just simply change that scholarship limit from 85 to 90. However, no one is really addressing 2022, 23, 24, and where that starts to come into play, and these were the numbers you were referencing, Greg, looking at it, this year Penn State has 39 players with freshman eligibility, and that includes true freshmen and redshirt freshmen. Next, that this class, this season will not count against them. So next year, all 39 of them will still be listed as freshmen, plus however many come in the incoming class. There are 13 committed now, and we've always talked about 20 coming in. There potentially could be a next year 59 players listed as freshmen, and as they go through the season, through the system over the next couple years, I believe that's where you're going to run into the numbers problem, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, you know, the Lions guy, and I don't want to get his first name wrong, so that's why I keep referring to him as the Lions guy. Let me just get that for you here, Jim. It's Shane Lyons, the West Virginia athletic director. Talks about normal attrition and things like that, and I just, it's just not going to be that easy. I don't think that, you know, again, the numbers you present are staggering to hear them in person, or hear them, you know, hear them aloud, hear them, you know, hear them spoken. And so I don't know how they're going to make this work unless they have a multiple year lifting in the number of players you can have on scholarship. But Jim, what does that do to the cost of attendance picture? What does that do to the financial picture for a lot of these schools? Keep in mind that it's not just going to be football, it's going to be everybody. So everyone's going to be on this crunch. And if you have more people on scholarship, obviously you're spending more money than you have in the past. You know, that's just simple math. So that's another challenge that this is going to present. So I know they had to do the right thing for the student athletes, and I get why they did that. And, you know, but you know, James Franklin talks a lot about unintended consequences, and this decision is going to have a lot of those.
It definitely will, and you've got the double whammy financially. First of all, you're not going to have the same revenue without the season, or even if you're playing with no fans, than the extra cost of the scholarships. Now, we did have a little experience with this in the spring where the NCAA voted to extend for seniors that extra year of eligibility. But it was up to the universities to decide whether they wanted to do that or not. At Penn State, they said yes, they would do it. And they said the cost was approximately, I think, $700,000.
Yes, and covered by donors, if I'm not mistaken, right, Jim?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. In Wisconsin, they said nope. Barry Alvarez, the athletic director there, said nope, we're not going to do it. So now, going forward, where it will be much more costly, and especially when you're talking about the numbers on football teams, you know, you say, can schools afford that expanded roster of scholarships? But the other question is, can they afford not to?
Right.
Can Barry Alvarez, who in the spring said, nope, we're not going to do this. We're going to let the, you know, we're not going to let those players come back for that extra year. Would he dare do that for his football team?
Yeah, and see, again, this is where things get really, really messy. I'm not telling you anything you don't know, Jim, but, you know, again, there you have doing what's right for the student athlete and making sure you put your best foot forward. There's a lot of talk too about not using that student athlete word anymore. I don't know where you see it on that gym. It's a conversation for another day, but there's a lot of talk about doing what's right for the kids and the players and the members of your rosters and all that. And then there's the financial impact of not having a season. So you've lost all that money. You don't have fans in the attendance at games that can't be played, obviously. So you've lost all your revenue that comes from that. No parking, no concessions, no, you know, I guess they're keeping the seat license. I mean, they're going to keep some money from season ticket holders, maybe all of it, maybe some of it, maybe just a little bit of it, but they'll at least have that, but not nearly what they would normally get. So, you know, there's the real money aspect that comes of all this. And so you're going to have to reconcile and make tough decisions at some point that what might be best from a recruiting standpoint may not be best from a long-term athletic department standpoint. And how do you message those things to current members of the teams impacted and players who could future be a future part of your program? So, again, the whole year has been a mess from sure so many different reasons. And this is just one more way that in our college football or in college sports world, you know, it's become even a little bit messier than I think what many of us thought it would be.
And there's a day of reckoning coming, I think, for a lot of these universities who were just going along swimmingly. Their budget could be taken care of. You just raise tuition if need be. The athletic departments were funded by sports, and you call on the donors. As you said, in the spring, you know, Penn State called on the donors. Now what happens, as you said, for football season tickets, they kept the amount that ticket holders had to make as a donation. They kept that money for this year. How many of those ticket holders now are you going to upset by doing that kind of thing, who are going to decide next year, you know, combined with COVID, I've learned to sit home and watch these games on the big screen TV? Do you think attendance is going to take a hit also in the long run, which would be another financial hit?
You know, I don't think so, and here's why. I think people are going to be so eager to get out and about again once there's either a vaccine or a way to treat COVID-19 or at least mitigate the symptoms. I think people are going to be so eager to get back to what we used to call normal gym that I don't think you'll see a big drop in attendance. I really don't. Obviously, a lot of people have been hurt financially, so maybe that'll play a role, but I think people are going to be so eager to get back and support Penn State football and Penn State athletics that attendance should be just fine.
You're probably right, Greg, especially for the big schools like Penn State and Ohio State. All right, we, of course, forgot to name our winner. That is Dan from the Ask Greg segment. That is it for this edition of the show. Thanks for tuning in. Join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. DraftKings is giving away up to $100 million in prizes to all of their customers, including one lucky winner who will take home a $1 million cash prize. To claim your share, all you have to do is download the app and sign up using code KSN, then enter DraftKings' free football survivor pool. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.